kind of girl that you could be down for. Cause when I look at you, I feel something tell me that you're the kind of guy that I should make a move on.
I get exotic with the melodic tune. I get hypnotic with the moon, but you got to put me down soon. I flip a sideshow if you come my way, up, down, and around.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome to another episode of Raw Materials. How is everybody doing? Welcome to the rawest of the rawest of my a podcast. You don't know what you're gonna get when you tune into this shit. You don't know what the hell I'm gonna say. A lot of shit just comes off the top of my dome. Like, hey, this is what the fuck I'm feeling. Shit, it is what it is. And if you don't like it, tune in. I know y'all probably looking like, oh, no, I don't tune in. Nah, hell, no, no. I wasn't anybody to say that. We definitely weren't about to do that. Mm-mm. But yeah, I am solo tonight. Because last week I did not go. I just wasn't feeling it. It didn't feel good at the time. I wouldn't have gave y'all a good show. It wouldn't have been good material. It wouldn't have been good content. So I don't want to put out bad stuff. A lot of times people just put out stuff just to put out stuff and it'd be bad. I don't want to do that. It's not something I want to do. I don't think anybody should do it, but whatever. And for anybody who's new, which I ain't got too many people on, but I'll talk about it anyway. Okay. All right. See the problem. My thing. I don't know. My bad, y'all. talk about a lot of different stuff. Sex, relationships, guys, girls, women, bitches, hoes, tricks, all that. That's what we discuss. The week before last, I think we was talking about, what the hell was we talking about? It was a pretty good podcast. It was a full day that day. We were talking about all kind of different stuff, about like black men being coddled and black men need to step up to the plate and all this other stuff. I don't want to, you know, retract. Y'all should listen to it. It's on Spotify. I got my YouTube page. Still a work in progress. I'm still trying to figure that out to actually upload the actual video to the podcast on YouTube, but that's none of y'all concern. but this week, I'm going to talk about like when two people get into a relationship, how they deal with each other's like family, friends, and things of that nature. So I'm going to start with friends first. Because depending on, you know, the dynamic of the friend or whatever, it could alter the relationship. Things can, you know, whatever. So, from my experience, I'm only going to speak from mine. A lot of times, I have a diverse set of friends, guys and girls. And sometimes in the past, depending on who the person is, as far as me having women as friends, that was always an issue. But I think as you get older, I think the insecurities of having a friend as the opposite sex, it goes away for the most part. Sometimes people don't know how to handle it. They don't really want to talk about it. They don't really have a real conversation about it. My biggest thing with people that I deal with or dealt with, if you have a friend of opposite sex, I don't have an issue with that. The issue that I have or that will arise is the fact that this person is never around. Like, if two people are in a relationship and you want to, I guess, branch out, you want to hang with your friends and stuff like that, I think you would, you know, talk to that person or hang with that person. Cool, yeah, that's what you do. But your significant other should meet them too so they can see the dynamic of the relationship. Like, oh, nah, I ain't got to trip about no shit like that. Trey, what's happening, boy? Shit, hey, bro, hit my line when you get a chance, boy. I gotta talk to you about some real shit. But, yeah, you should definitely have, you know, mix and mingle and make all this stuff, do this, that, and the third. You should do that. Because if you don't, it's always going to be a thing to where, like, what if? Like, what's happening? What's really going on? What are y'all talking about? What do y'all discuss? Are y'all really just friends? Y'all got some other shit going on? Was it a thing before me? It's a lot of questions. And to just cut all that confusion out or cut all that what if or what all them goddamn questions, just tell them what the fuck's going on. And then have that person meet that other person. So it's just like, shit, this is who the fuck this is. We don't have no issues. It's not a problem. This is what the fuck we got going on. But, I mean, some people are going to be easier than others. That comes with the territory. What the fuck ever. That comes with the territory. But for the most part, if you respect your relationship and you respect your significant other, your friends of the opposite sex should be around at some point. It shouldn't be, nobody should be hidden. Like, oh yeah, that's my homegirl. I don't fucking know. Jasmine. That's my homegirl, Jasmine. But you've never seen this person, never talked this person, and never hung out with this person, but it's just a ghost. Like, you don't know who the fuck this person is. You don't know what's going on. So, I got a question in the comments. Let me see what's going on here. So, if she smashed him, you wouldn't care? Oh, okay. Gun-ho. In the past? No, it shouldn't be. No, it shouldn't be an issue. Mm-mm. Well, for me, I don't say it should be an issue for me. Somebody else, it might be an issue. Like, oh, yeah, you know, I don't feel comfortable with that. Okay, cool. But express that, but you should know how to express it. If you coming at her like, man, I don't want you fucking with that nigga, da, 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 you know, this is going to give her more room to be like, all right, bro, you tripping. 9 out of 10, she's going to, you know, poke you, keep going. Like, it's like, you know, keep fucking with you at that point about this person because you feel like it gets up under your skin. And that's when the arguments come. That's when the potential breakups come because it's the same shit that we've been talking about in a circle. Like, so just like to cut the confusion. Just tell them what the fuck going on. Just make it easy. Just make it easy. Relationships, they shouldn't be hard. They should not be hard. Things happen. Conversations are going to be brought upon and shit like that. And it's going to be uncomfortable situations, uncomfortable conversations. But the biggest thing with relationship is communication. Let me break that down into a different way because a lot of people just like, oh, communicate, we're just talking. No. Effective communication to where this party feels this way, this party feels this way, and we come to a mutual common ground to say, hey, we have to meet in the middle. I feel this way strongly. You feel that way strongly. Let's come to a common ground to where you feel good about the situation, and the other person feel good about the situation. If that's not a conversation that's going to be held, it's going to be like pulling teeth. You're going to be like a dentist. Like, what's happening? Why did this happen? Why is she talking to me like that? Because y'all didn't communicate. And it might even be a thing to where something that this person might be dealing with, you don't even know this person is dealing with, or something that this person does not like, but you never expressed that to them, so it happens, it's just like, oh, you get better. Like, hold on, wait a minute. You never expressed that to me, so how the fuck are you getting upset at me about something that I did not know about? I don't understand how that correlates. I don't understand how that is a thing. No, you can't be mad at somebody for something that they did not know. It's not cool. Got another comment. Yep. Yeah. It plays a huge part. Comprehension. You have to be a thing to where it's just like, I understand exactly where you're coming from. And I didn't understand it at first, but because you broke it down to me, okay, you're absolutely right in that aspect. I didn't consider your feelings. So let me retract what I said. Let me change up what I do. Let me approach it a little bit different than I did before, because as shit, men and women, shit, we're always, at the end of the day, we're always going to be different creatures. I'm not trying to make it a sexist thing or nothing like that, but we're always going to be different creatures. this woman, and everybody is different. What's going on, brother? Everybody is different in a way of what am I trying to say? In a way of dating somebody or dealing with somebody. I am, for example, I try to keep my apartment as clean as possible. Neat freak for the most part. Okay, cool. I cannot deal with somebody who's not like that. If you messy and shit, you nasty motherfucker. This ain't gonna go no longer than 24 hours. Actually, not even 24 hours. I can peep a nasty motherfucker as soon as I meet him. Like, nigga, did you go to the bathroom without washing your hands? You know, I can't even do this. I can't even do this. No. Fuck COVID. Before COVID. But it's just certain stuff that you should know, like pinpoint and say, hey, this is what the fuck's going on. That is a huge deal breaker. Major. Not dealing with it. And then I don't give a fuck who you are, what you look like, what you got going on. Not dealing with it. I'm not gonna deal with it. For what? I live in Atlanta, Georgia. You know the ratio in this motherfucker? I think something crazy like 7-1, 8-1. It keep rising because motherfuckers keep moving here. And everybody keep moving here, it's fucking women. But back on the topic at hand, because I kind of started a little bit, and that's my bad. Dealing with friends and family and relationships. If two people, they become one. You and me, I am you. We are here together. We're sticking together. Period. This is what the fuck we're going to do. You made that decision. You love me. I love you. Everybody's not going to be a fan of it. So, even if you was doing great, you can be going great for fucking, I don't fucking know, something crazy like 10 or 15 years. Somebody from the beginning is not going like that. I don't think you in. Okay, cool. And a lot of times the people who don't like it be single as fuck. Because you got all the answers. You're a relationship guru. Fuck no. Relationship. People go through shit. Relationships go through shit. People go through phases in their life. You don't think the person that I am today is the same person I was at 25? Or the same person I was at 21? Fuck no. As a whole, yes, I'm still the same me. But shit, as time goes on, I got to mature, man. I'm 29. I'm about to be 30. Nah, I can't, man. I can't be doing the same shit I was doing when I was fucking 21, 24, 20, 26, 27. No, hell no. I got to make better decisions. Especially as you get older, you know what I'm saying? You want a real substantial relationship with somebody who want to be with you. Y'all both are mutually in love with each other and it's good. And then you just trying to do the same shit you was doing when you were 24. Like, come on, man. You cannot do the same thing and expect a different result. That's called insanity. Y'all can Google that. I got another comment. I think I'll support you, not your family or your friends. I respect your relationship, but that doesn't mean I have to be involved. Involved in the friends and the family? You don't have to be involved with the friends and the family. You don't feel like that's a thing. What if it's a thing for your spouse, for the listeners, for the viewers? Damn. That's a really good 1-4-20-2-4-3-5. That's a really good fucking comment. Cause some people feel like, hey, that's just not my thing. I didn't grow up like that to be like family oriented. I don't know a lot of my cousins and stuff like that. I don't know that. That is a thing because I don't have a small family at all. On neither my mom's side or my dad's side. Neither. And family is pretty important to me, but I mean, I think if that person loves you like they say they do, they will, you know, they're willing to take certain stuff. It's just like, I'm not going to come to everything, but I'm going to come to certain shit. Don't expect me to be at every fucking thing. no, that's unrealistic, which is perfectly fine. That's perfectly fine because that's a real thing. That is a real thing. But I don't know if it's because if it's I see it from both sides. Because if it's like too intimate, it's like what's happening? It's a thing to where like was they setting up for me to be here because you told them I was gonna be here? So like nah. Or on the other side, it's just like I understand where you're coming from, and I'm gonna do this because I feel you and I love you, but I'm not in. This is just not something that I do, which is cool. It's cool. It's cool. I get it. That's fair. That's fair. Let me ask this: What about the friends aspect? Because the family thing, that's pretty deep. Because it's like you know, probably if you especially if you're close to your family, you got cousins probably like around the same age. I was, you know, kick it, hang out, shit like that. That's a big thing. But what about friends though? What if you know what I'm saying, you hanging, kicking it with your friends? It's just like, oh shit, these are my friends. I'm not necessarily saying you got to say, hey, these are your friends too, but these are the people that I want you to, that I be around. I want you to be around them too at the same time. Cause it's kind of like a trust issue, not trust issue. It's a trust thing on both levels. It's just like, I trust you to be around my girl. And I, as the friend, I would trust you, you know, say the same thing, vice versa. Okay, well, this nigga talking about don't fuck with friends. You personally. I don't know. That's kind of, so you just wanted to just be you and bae. That's it. You ain't kicking it with nobody else. You ain't gonna be around no family. Yeah, I don't know about that. That's... Only way up, 404. What up, though? Yeah, now that's not a. I don't think I get it, but because you gotta see it like this. It's gonna be certain things in your relationship that you're not gonna be a huge fan of doing. But if you love that person like you say you do, you're gonna do it for that person because you say you love them. You ain't gotta be a huge fan of doing it. Well, let me tell you something. Real relationships who have some substantial shit and they've been through some shit, they're understanding. I don't have all the answers. I'm not perfect. I'm not a saint. But what I'm saying is I come from a two-parent household. I love my parents to death. They've been fucking together for 20 plus years. I'm 29. I stopped counting after a certain amount of time because it's just like, whatever. And I honestly don't even know their fucking anniversary because every time I come around, I'm like, oh, it's your anniversary. Oh, okay. Happy anniversary. But anyway. they used to, when I was younger, they used to throw these crazy ass parties, like cool ass parties. They had friends would be around, family members would be around. They just all just mix and mingle. Like, that's just what they do. My mom is not just the whole social person. She's not the biggest social person. But because she loved my father, she dealt with it because she loved him. Like, that's what he's just going to be an entertainer. He entertains at that time when he was younger. Duh. But now it's just like, you know, they have a small set of friends. But it's just like at some point, like hanging with people becomes a problem because you try to condition yourself to say, hey, it's just you and I. So then if it's a thing to where I'm just trying to kick it with my coworker, go out, you know, sit right after work and grab a little drink, you like, why the fuck you ain't home? I'm just like, nigga, I'm hanging with such and such. You like, nigga, that ain't your friend. Like, that's just a coworker. It's just like, damn, I can't grab a drink with my coworker? That's crazy. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think it should be just, hey, it's just you and I. That's it. No. That's not cool. I don't think it is. That's just my personal opinion. I don't have all the answers. But for me, and what I like to do and what I enjoy to do, I like to be around my family. And I would like for my woman, my lady, my girl that I love dearly to be around my family. I don't think two social people can exist in these times. Someone has to be Someone has to be private. But okay. That's good too. That's really good. Two social people can exist. And you can also be private at the same time too. And let me break it down to you. So, some people will say that I'm a social person. I don't think I am. The only reason why this person thinks that I am social because this is my first apartment. So a lot of people, they're just happy for me. And I entertain from time to time. So, and that aspect of me being social, yes, I'm social. But when I like, if I'm going to go out, I try to keep it like real small net. It might be me and Bae. That's it. Couple other folk, you know, some people around, whatever. And that's pretty much, it really don't take too much for me. But at the same time, you know, social media is real heavy right now on every fucking body. Everybody's thinking, okay, cool. But when I'm in a relationship, I keep my shit private. Like, the only way you're going to, not saying that I'm keeping my relationship a secret, but the only way you're going to know is if I fucking tell you. The best relationship is kept between two people. The best relationship is kept between two people. Yeah, you're going to have your friends say this, that, and the third, cool, whatever. Okay, cool. The close ones. But outside people telling you what you should and shouldn't do, you can't, oh, nah, this person, da-da-da. And a lot of times, when you say shit like that, it's coming from a bitter soul anyway. Nah, fuck that. Don't do that shit for that nigga. He ain't do that. So, that's you got to hit him with it. So, when was the last time you was in a relationship? I mean, a couple years ago. Cool. And why y'all ain't worried? Because that nigga ain't shit. Okay, that's the end of the conversation. That's the end of the conversation. And even vice versa with a dude. Like, damn, bro, what happened to Shawty? Bro, she, you know, she was not there. She's scandalous, bro. She was out here ripping, running the streets. She wasn't doing da-da-da. So, what she do exactly, bro? Bro, I just told you what she did. She was just out here ripping, running the streets. So, you telling me that she just like to enjoy herself and be around her friends and shit like that? Yeah, bro, you know, I wasn't feeling that shit. Da-da. Yeah, nigga, you better too, nigga. Niggas can be better too. For real. So for y'all niggas out there, make it seem like, oh, nah, bro, I don't be on that shit, bro. I don't be on that. Nigga, shut the fuck up. Niggas pillow talk with their woman or any chick that they laying up with for the most part. Niggas need to start keeping real with themselves. Stop trying to be so goddamn hard all the goddamn time. Like, oh, nah, fuck that shit, bro. Nigga, shut the fuck up. And then you talk that shit with your homeboys. You get all with your homeboys 2-3 hours later. Like, baby, let me tell you what happened today at work. So this bitch came up to me, right? And it, like, hold up. Wait a minute. You was just being hard with your niggas. Now you trying to goddamn down. Like, nah, bro. You can't. That ain't no on and off switch, bro. Be you. A man gonna be a man. I tell you all the time, shit. I ain't got no problem with that. I pillow talk with my lady. Yes, I do. For sure. All the time. I am sensitive to her needs. Yes, all the time. All that shit. I call my girl baby all the time. Baby. I love you. All that. I don't give a fuck about none of that. I don't give a fuck about none of that. You saying at the same time, nigga, don't pull up to my house, nigga, because you might get slapped. For real. Know the difference. It's a time and a place for everything. Know that. Shit. Baby Cavassier.
Tell them what you're drinking.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I am going to tell y'all what the fuck I'm damn drinking. My executive producer was just like, hey, tell them what the fuck you're drinking. I will. I am drinking. So let me tell you a small story. So we go into the, I go to the liquor store. I'm like, shit, niggas be trying to drink on a budget. I'm going to keep 100 with y'all. Fuck that shit. So I said, shit, I can't drink the last shit I was drinking because it's a bottle called Hartley. Now you get a whole bottle, big bottle, $18. I'm just putting y'all up on game. But then I was like, no, we can't keep drinking that shit because that shit is harsh. It's harsh, but it'll get you where you need to be. So then I'm like, shit, fuck it. I see, you know, this stock 84. He says, $2 or $3 more. So I bring it, I grab it. I'm like, shit, fuck it. Grab it, you know, I get it. Wow, come to the house. I'm like, shit, this shit actually ain't that bad. Like, it's decent. Like, it ain't bad at all. So, shit, y'all go to the liquor store. Yep, go and get y'all some stock 84. Tell them they need to cut me a check too. Shit. It was it's been around since 1884. Oh, stock 84. Damn, it just hit me just like that. But all right, it's kinda hard to hold a conversation by yourself, so it's not a lot of people. Yeah. It's not a lot of people on the live. It was my people that I could talk about, like comments and stuff like that. But the people that did tune in, I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. I got to be more consistent. Merch is still coming, too. I'm about to have some more hoodies, more jean jackets, sweatsuits. It's going to be a new logo. Not saying about not this old logo is not bad, but this still going to be around, too. But the new logo, fire. So I can't wait to drop that shit. My EP, he makes shirts, hoodies. He's working on jean jackets right now. So he's still trying to figure that out, but I'm pretty sure he will. So I'm confident in him. Any idea you have for a shirt, just let him know. He'll make it. Just like that. It's simple as really just sending him a picture. He'll make it do what it do. Or even if he draws too. So even if you have an idea or something, he'll draw something for you. He'll put it on the shirt. But like I said, I love y'all. See y'all next week. We out of here.